Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Trumpeter Humphrey Littleton was a man of many parts. He was the foremost New Orleans and classic jazz band leader in Britain and Europe in the late 40s and early 50s. In addition, Littleton was an excellent band leader, composer of 120 tunes, author and incisive commentator on jazz, and he was a popular BBC radio personality for 40 years before his passing in early 2008. This is Farewell to Humphrey Littleton on Jazz Rhythm. During the 1980s, after forays into mainstream jazz, Littleton renewed his traditional jazz credentials, reuniting with his longtime partner, clarinetist Wally Fox, to record music like this version of Lewis Russell's Dr. Blues. Dr. Blues, trumpeter Humphrey Littleton with his longtime partner, clarinetist Wally Fox, in 1992, launching this Farewell to Humphrey Littleton on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. During the series of three programs honoring the late trumpeter, we'll be surveying Littleton's impact, hearing his more than respectable clarinet playing, listening to his collaborations with Sidney Bechet and Australia's best trad jazz musicians, and sampling his six decades of music, ranging from his earliest trad jazz 78s to Kansas City-style swing. I'll also be giving you some idea of his surprisingly wide range of other talents that made this Renaissance man a beloved broadcaster, accomplished writer, illustrator, commentator, and world-class calligrapher. And you might also be surprised to learn that Littleton was a titled descendant of minor British aristocracy, who turned his back on rank and privilege in favor of jazz and his other pursuits. At various times, Littleton played cornet or trumpet and clarinet. To say that his trumpet style was based on Louis Armstrong is only the most superficial analysis. Sure, Armstrong was his early inspiration and hero, and Satch praised Littleton generously on more than one occasion. But I hear a wide range of styles in Humph's playing, from New Orleans revival sounds of Bunk Johnson and Mutt Carey, to the muted horn Chicago jazz of Muggsy Spanier, and the mainstream and Kansas City swing of his close friend, Buck Clayton. On record and in the concert tapes I've heard, Humph worked his will through a collaborative ensemble process, leading his bands with considerable drive while avoiding attention-grabbing pyrotechnics. Humph turned out to be a natural musical leader, with a clear conception of what he wanted from his bands. The resulting recordings have cohesion, solid tempos, and certainty of direction, qualities evident in these recordings from 1948 through 50, Dallas Blues, Melancholy Blues, and the Irish Black Bottom. recordings by Humphrey Littleton and his band between 1948 and 50, we heard Dallas Blues, Melancholy Blues, and Irish Black Bottom, all tunes, by the way, recorded by Littleton's first musical inspiration, Louis Armstrong, in his early years. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for this farewell to British trumpeter Humphrey Littleton, who died in 2008. Clarinetist on all of the recordings of the Humphrey Littleton bands we're going to be hearing this hour is Wally Fox. That's F-A-W-K-E-S. Wally was a founding member of the original Littleton band in 1947, staying with Humph until 1956, though they frequently reunited afterwards. Fox and Littleton were partners in other ways as well. Together they produced a satirical cartoon strip for the Daily Mail newspaper. Fox was primarily the illustrator, with Littleton being one of several writers between 1949 and 56 for a series that ran until 1984. As a clarinet player, Fox draws on the classic New Orleans style of Johnny Dodds and the New Orleans Creoles, most notably Sidney Bechet. And in fact, Bechet recorded with the Littleton Band in 1949. That certainly must have been quite a thrill for Wally. Here's one of those Bechet recordings with Littleton, Fox and company, and Elizabeth, a tribute, I'm guessing, to then-Princess of England, Elizabeth II. Then the first of many Littleton originals we'll hear during this hour, Straight from the Wood, featuring the two clarinets of Fox and Ian Christie. Finally, one of my favorite Bechet tunes, The Onions. Thank you. Good stuff. Bechet's lively tune and a favorite of mine, The Onions. Before that, Straight from the Wood, Elizabeth, and one of the handful of records that Bechet made with Humph, Georgia on My Mind, those all from 1949 through 52. And we'll hear more of the Bechet recordings with Littleton in the next two programs of this three-part farewell to the late British trumpeter, broadcaster, composer, and Renaissance man, Humphrey Littleton. Aside from his superb trumpet and clarinet playing, musical leadership, and composing, Littleton was an accomplished author, writing several pithy and entertaining memoirs and incisive books about jazz. He was also an illustrator, birdwatcher, and a world-class calligrapher. Besides all that, over the last four decades, he was highly popular on BBC Radio. For one thing, he hosted his own jazz program. But what brought him the widest acclaim and made him deeply beloved was his role as master of ceremonies for the satirical panel show called I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. It's safe to say that Humphrey Littleton was a British national treasure several times over. You're listening to a farewell to Humphrey Littleton, who passed in early 2008 on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Remember that I welcome your correspondence, comments, requests for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz at the newly enhanced Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstep.com. Still ahead this hour, Littleton in live concert, more of his original tunes, and Humph joins forces with Australia's best traditional jazz musicians. Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, Humphrey Littleton, and Wally Fox in 1992.